WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 33 degrees in Atlantic. Looking for it to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 59. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. The Iowa Supreme Court has granted a request for a review of a case involving a Pottawatomie County man convicted of attempted murder. According to the Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil, the decision was made by the court last week in the case against Craig Finney of Macedonia, who pleaded guilty in November of 2011 to the attempted murder of Patricia Harker of Minden. Finney shot the woman with whom he had a failed romantic relationship during an altercation in June of 2011. Another man in the home hid in a bathroom during the shooting and narrowly missed being shot when a bullet passed through the door. Finney was apprehended June 17th near the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri. He was later sentenced to a maximum of 25 years in prison. He remains in the Clarinda Correctional Facility. Court documents say during his appeal of the guilty plea and sentence, Finney argued that he had received ineffective counsel because the factual basis to support the charge of attempted murder hadn't been established. The Court of Appeals ruled in favor of Finney, and the Iowa Attorney General appealed to the Iowa Supreme Court. The Supreme Court now has followed suit in granting a review of the case, but no decision on whether or not the justices will hear oral arguments has been made. The court also hasn't scheduled a date for the hearing just yet. News time is 7:08.
Once upon a time, there were three bears.
Papa Bear,
Mama Bear,
and Baby Bear.
Pa, Pa, wake up.
What is it, Ma? You're supposed to be sleeping.
I was, but I was just thinking.
You woke me up because you were thinking?
Well, just listen to me. With our new addition, we're going to need some updating done to our cave, including the plumbing.
Then, one day, this boy came to the door.
So, you need to have some plumbing done.
Oh, you again?
Again? May I suggest you call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. They also specialize in new and remodeled plumbing, as well as sewer and line repair. Plus, they always offer prompt, courteous service at competitive prices.
You know, Pa, they did do good work on our heating system.
For all your plumbing needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, 243-2260.
Can we go back to sleep now? It's way too soon to be awake.
A new addition? Cool beans. I'm going to be a big sister.
Opening statements are scheduled at the Des Moines Civil Rights Trial, at which two black men will argue that they were framed for the 1977 killing of a white retired Iowa police officer. Lawyers for Terry Harrington and Curtis McGee are expected to make their statements in a Des Moines courtroom today. Harrington and McGee, who's originally from Omaha, Nebraska, served 25 years in prison after they were convicted of killing John Schwier in neighboring Council Bluffs. They were freed in 2003 when the Iowa Supreme Court found that prosecutors committed misconduct. Lawyers will argue that Council Bluffs detectives used threats against a group of young car theft suspects to trump up evidence against Harrington and McGee because of their race and the pressure to solve the retired captain's killing. The Atlantic Police Department reported on Wednesday the arrest Tuesday of a Lewis man. 32-year-old Harold Shoemaker was taken into custody on a charge of serious assault. Shoemaker was booked in the Cass County Jail and held pending an initial court appearance. Cass County Sheriff's Office updated information on a story that we first told you about yesterday morning at the same time. The office said that a Union County man had escaped injury after the pickup he was driving left the road and caught fire Tuesday evening. 56-year-old Dennis James Case of Creston was traveling on Oxford Road between 640th and 650th Streets when he fell asleep at the wheel of his 2001 Chevy S10 pickup. The vehicle entered the ditch and caught the grass on fire. The flames consumed the truck before Cumberland Fire arrived on the scene. The accident, which happened at around 6:30 p.m., remains under investigation. A routine traffic stop on Interstate 80 in Council Bluffs on Monday resulted in the arrest of a California woman on drug charges and the recovery of a large amount of cash. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker told KJAN News yesterday that Deputy Brian Miller pulled over a 2002 Chevy Cruze at around 3:20 p.m. Monday on I-80 westbound. The vehicle was occupied by a single female.
Found some marijuana. They did a drug sniff with the dog. Found some marijuana cigarettes. Small amount of marijuana, but also located about $52,000 in cash. So she was arrested. Money was seized.
And the cash was found in a small suitcase and duffel-type bag. Danker said the deputy became suspicious when questioning 37-year-old Robin Pascal of McKinleyville, California, because her story didn't pan out.
When he was talking to her, extremely nervous, shaking hands. She said her mother had passed away in Pennsylvania. She was coming back from there. But he happened to find a citation from a Nebraska trooper that had stopped her on a stop sign violation on the 22nd. She told him she was going to visit her brother in Virginia Beach, who was in the Navy, and didn't say anything about a grandmother's funeral.
Haskell was arrested on possession of marijuana for personal use and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. She posted a $1,000 bond Tuesday and was released. And the Clarinda Police Department says one person was arrested Wednesday on an assault charge. 34-year-old Jeremy Lynn Martin of Clarinda was taken into custody just after 6 a.m. after officers responded to a domestic disturbance at a residence on South 14th Street. Martin was arrested for allegedly assaulting a 24-year-old female who lives at the home with him. Martin was charged with simple misdemeanor domestic abuse assault and taken to the Page County Jail, where he was being held without bond pending an initial appearance before the magistrate. News time is 7:12.
Hello? Hi, Helen. Wait, what's going on over there?
Well, I was trying to get a jump start and do a checkup on my furnace.
What do you know about furnaces? Don't you know you're supposed to leave that to the professionals like those at Masker Plumbing and Heating?
Well, Marge, it's only in a few pieces. Do you think they can come put it back together for me?
Oh, Helen, what were you thinking? Here, let me get you the number for Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic so you can call someone who knows what they're doing. It's 712-243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your furnace inspection today. Be sure to check with your tax advisor for any available tax credits for installing new high-efficiency equipment. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, see Masker Plumbing and Heating or give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Delmer Queck, age 86 of Fontenelle, died Monday. Funeral services for Delmer Queck will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Maxine Mickey Seibert, age 93, a lifelong resident of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Mickey Seibert will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Anita Sophia Searby, age 72, of Coon Rapids, died Monday. Funeral services for Anita Searby will be held on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Alice Blazik, age 65, of Fontenelle, died Monday. Memorial services for Alice Blazik will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Joyce Rocker, age 89, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joyce Rocker will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Phyllis Olson, age 80, of Elkhorn and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Phyllis Olson will be held on Friday at 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Zena Lyman, age 48, of Greenfield, died Friday. A graveside memorial service for Zena Lyman will be held next Monday at 11 o'clock at the Fairview Cemetery in rural Stewart. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Carolyn Lynham, age 87, of Indianola and formerly of Greenfield, died Monday. Memorial services for Carolyn Lynham will be on November 10th at 2 p.m. at the Village in Indianola. The Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Bernice Schroeder, age 91, of Manning, died Tuesday. Services for Bernice Schroeder are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Henson reporting.